From Tidbits on October 5th, 2009, this is the audio edition of iWork.com Enhanced. Does anyone care? Written by Adam C. Hengst. Back at Macworld Expo in January 2009, Apple released iWork 09 and announced the beta of iWork.com, a web-based service aimed at giving iWork 09 users a way to share files online and perform limited collaboration. iWork.com was to be free during the beta period, and Apple didn't announce how much it would cost or when free access would end. To put it mildly, we were unimpressed. iWork.com enables users to add comments to shared iWork documents and to maintain an ongoing chat-style discussion in a web interface. Users can also download shared files in their original formats as PDF documents or as Microsoft Office files. But that's it. You can't share a document and let others actually edit it. You can't download someone else's shared document, work on it, and give it back to them as a new version, though you can share it again from your account, breaking all links to the original. You can't even share non-iWork documents like, say, images or sound files or InDesign layouts. I corralled an iWork.com product manager at Macworld and explained why this read-only approach to collaboration would be a non-starter for our situation and, I believe, for many other small work groups. I was told, patronizingly, that Apple didn't intend iWork.com to meet the needs of everyone and that we were an edge case. You know what? Until iWork 09 Update 3 was released last week, I hadn't even seen the words iWork.com online. And when I searched backwards in Twitter, it was mentioned only in conjunction with the iWork 09 Update 3 and after a September 23rd TUOW post asking if anyone used it. The buzz is non-existent. Although I'm sure a few people will give iWork.com a try after hearing about it, the changes in iWork 09 Update 3 aren't going to change anyone's basic perception of the service. They are. 1. You can now protect shared documents with a password, and iWork.com now uses 128-bit SSL encryption. 2. You can now be notified of new comments via email. 3. When you share a document with someone, the email invitation is now sent via Apple servers rather than through mail, since not everyone uses mail. As you'll note if you read the links, release notes linked above, Apple has opened an iWork.com news page, which might indicate a little motion in iWork.com, minimal as these features are. But in the 9 months that Apple has taken to add password protection and email notification to iWork.com, we and millions of other people have actually been getting work done via Google Docs, Etherpad, Zoho's services, and others. With iWork.com, Apple is bringing too little to the table, and they've brought it far too late. If iWork.com had existed 5 years ago, it would have been groundbreaking. Now it's not even worth trying, because its basic features don't match up to those from more mature offerings available for free elsewhere, and its limitations are deal-breakers for any work group that needs actual collaboration, not just kibitzing. When critiquing the iPod Nano's new FM tuning capabilities, Glenn Fleischman commented, "For Apple to add any feature, it needs to be best in class and a rethought-out way to carry out a process we've become so used to we forget how much time we waste." That's what I'd expect from Apple with iWork.com, not excuses about how it's designed only for people who don't have significant collaboration needs. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and honestly, I'm interested in what you think about iWork.com. Leave us notes in the comments, because, you know, as far as I can tell, no one's using it, and, you know, I actually had an opportunity to use it, and, yeah, it worked, but it didn't do things that I particularly wanted, and it did suffer from all the criticisms we've had here. So tell us, are you using iWork.com?